Good morning and happy Sabbath. I'm not going to say too very much because you all came to see the children and not me. But as you can see from the bulletin this morning, we're going to be talking about something that a lot of people don't like to talk about because so many of us are guilty of it, and that's gossip. Gossip tears friendships apart. It tears families apart. It tears churches apart. And it's something that's very serious. And in school, we've been learning to use concordances, the students have. And so since we started talking about gossip, I had each of the students look up a verse. And from that verse, I wanted them to see what the Bible said about gossip and as Christians, how we should view gossip and how they feel about it. So everything that they've written, each of them has written something that's in their own words. As a teacher, as parents, grandparents, friends, aunts, uncles, we all have a responsibility to children. We are all models to children, and they learn by example. And if we lead by this example of gossip, we will be leading action. And I just think it's so important. And you know, the Lord has truly, truly blessed us this year. As you can see, we have a lot more kids than we have in past years. We have 13 students this year, and we have a few new ones who you may not know. We have Stephen Garcia and Feather Gardner, their brother and sister. We're so glad to have them. We have Thorn Wing right here. And we're so happy to have him in second grade. And Evan Holdren, he wasn't with us last year either, and we're so grateful to have him also. And Sarah Visser, so most of you know her, but she's now here. So I just praise God. And because he has entrusted these children to myself and Mrs. K to guide them, to lead them, to be examples, it's a big responsibility. And I also believe it's not only the responsibility of Mrs. K and myself, but also us as a church. So I would like to begin, before they do, with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that you have stopped the rain so that we can have a beautiful Sabbath day. Lord, I thank you for each and every family here. I thank you for every child here. And Lord, I ask you that you open everybody's ears and their hearts and that they may gain a blessing from this message. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
My verse is Psalms 34:13. You must not say evil things. You must not tell lies. I don't like gossip, and it makes God sad when we gossip. It happens to other people too. It probably makes them mad, and it could mess up their life. We should ask Jesus to give us kind words to lift up our friends and family. He will.
Gossip. I think gossiping is not good. I think it's mean. It's like your tongue is as sharp as a sword that can cut you to pieces. Your words can shoot like arrows and hits that person hard. It will stay with them a long time. It's like you're leaving them a scar. It may even hurt them for life. For example, please look up with me Psalms 64, verse 3. They sharpen their tongues like swords. They shoot bitter words like arrows. Would you like to do what this verse says? I know I wouldn't. Gossiping is not a good thing to do. For example, you're driving down the road and you see a friend is at the beach with a guy or a girl who doesn't look like their husband or wife. But you don't realize that she or he hit a tree or something and needs help. So you go to a friend and tell them what you thought you saw or heard behind their back. Then it all might come back to that person, and it will hurt that person very bad. He or she might ask your friend where she or he heard that, and it might come back to you. You can hurt that person you can hurt that person for life. You can make life difficult and horrible by just saying a word or by your action. You can hurt yourself and others. So remember, don't gossip. It is like different words echoing to different people. That puts down. It does not build up. This is my story to tell you why you should not gossip.
Gossip. When you talk bad about someone, it hurts them and could scar them for life. But when nice things are said from someone wise, it will bring someone up from a low view. Please turn in your Bibles to Proverbs 12:18. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. When lying about something, it always comes back on you, and you're hurting the people you lied to and yourself when the truth comes back. Proverbs 12:19. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. Whatever you say about someone, it can be nice or mean. The words that you say that is rude, it can hurt people, and it can hurt you from the way you hurt their feelings. Proverbs 18:21. The tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruits.
When people gossip, I think they are lying, and I cannot trust them as much. Like the Bible says in Psalms 101, verse 7, no one who is dishonest will live in my house. No liars will stay around me. Lies hurt Jesus and people, so we should only tell the truth about people. We should speak only good words about people or say nothing.
You don't have to answer this question, but have any of you ever talked behind someone's back or have had someone talk behind your back and either they or you found out about it? Well, please turn your Bibles to Proverbs 18, verse 7. It says, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare of his soul. If you choose to talk behind someone's back, you're not only hurting them, you are hurting yourself. And above all, you are hurting God. It's just like when children disobey mom or dad or grandma and grandpa or aunt and uncle. It hurts them just like it hurts God when you gossip. Just remember these words. What goes around comes around. I'm sure that everyone knows what this means. It means that if you do something to somebody that's either good or bad, it will come back on you. I have another question. What are some of your favorite foods? Anybody? Well, gossip is just like your favorite food. May you please turn your Bibles to Proverbs 18, verse 8. It says, the words of gossip are like tasty bits of food. People take them all in. What this means is that 99% of people believe everything that they are told. I'm not talking about any of you guys, but there are a lot of people out there who really do this kind of thing. That's the problem. Sometimes what they are told is true, but sometimes it is false. But the only way they find out about if it's true or not is if they ask the person who the story is about. But even if the information is true, should you tell other people? Should you even listen to what they are saying? If someone comes up to you and says, did you not stop? Tell them that you do not want to hear it. Now I have a little story that I want to read. One day an acquaintance of a great philosopher ran up to him excitedly and said, do you know what I just heard about one of your students? Wait a moment, the philosopher replied. Before you tell me, I'd like you to pass a little test. It's called the triple filter test. Triple filter? That's right, the philosopher continued. Before you talk to me about my student, let's take a moment to filter what you were going to say. The first filter is truth. Have you made absolutely sure that what you were about to tell me is true? No, the man said. Actually, I just heard about it. All right, said the philosopher. So you don't really know if it's true or not. Now let's try the second filter, the filter of goodness. Is what you're about to tell me something about my student something good? No, on the contrary. So the philosopher continued. You want to tell me something bad about him, even though you don't even know if it's certain or not? Even though you're not certain if it's true? The man shrugged a little embarrassed. The philosopher continued, you may still pass the test, though, because there is still a third filter, the filter of usefulness. Is what you're about to tell me about my student useful to me? No, not really. Well, concluded the philosopher, if what you want to tell me is neither true nor good nor even useful, why tell it to me at all? The man was speechless and could not answer. He was defeated and ashamed. Thank you.
Gossip. Gossip is so easy to do. Sometimes you do it on purpose, and other times you do it so much you don't even realize that you're doing it. Please turn to Job 20:12. It says, though evil is sweet in his mouth, and he hides it under his tongue. Evil is like your favorite candy. It can become addicting, and you have to have it. That's like gossip. Once you try that candy, it can become addicting. Gossip is portrayed in different ways. For example, you see that cookie there? You try it, and you tell your friend, this is the best cookie ever. Or, did you try that cookie Mrs. Smith made? This is the worst cookie ever. They tasted dry and hard. So, did you see the difference? So think about your words before you say anything. Do your words lift up or do they put down?
Gossip is horrible, almost as bad as a lie. Gossip is like this. Say the new girl, Diana, has trouble with her handwriting, and Tracy, the school gossiper, tells Echo to pass it on. Now, Echo's name fits her because she echoes what she hears. It goes around and comes back to Diana and hurts her. The next day, Diana came
in and saw a note on her desk. It said, "Dear Diana, I'm sorry that I spread the rumor to your friends about your handwriting. Can we be friends? Love, Echo." That's why we don't gossip or lie. Now, please turn to Proverbs 11:13. A talebearer relieveth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Proverbs 11:13.
Gossip is very mean. Gossip hurts other people. Gossip is used too much. And finally, it gets around to the person you are hurting, and they hurt really badly. Gossip is idle talk. How to get rid of gossip? Well, when someone is going to tell you about a person doing something, just say, "Is this good or something bad?" And if it's bad, you say, "I don't want to hear it." Turn your Bibles to Psalms 35, verse 13 and 14. It says, "You must not say evil things. You must not tell lies. Stop doing evil and do good. Look for peace and work for it."
Gossip. If you'd like to open your Bibles up to Proverbs 15, verse 4. It says, "As a tree gives us life, healing words give us life. But evil words crush the spirit." I do not like gossip. It's telling things that are not true. It makes Jesus sad. We should be telling the truth and not be telling lies. We should pray for people who are behind others' backs. Remember us all.
I would like to read you a text, Ecclesiastes 5:2. "Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter any thing before God, for God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be few." Ecclesiastes 5:2. If you don't say any rash words, and your words are few, you won't be gossiping. Gossiping is like lying, and is mean, and unkind to one another, because in Proverbs 12:25 it says, "Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad."
Many things break up a friendship, but when it is traced back to a source, it usually started with somebody opening their mouth. Gossip is like the game I like to play called telephone. One person says something, and then they say it to the person to the left of them, and it keeps going around until it comes back to the original person who started it, and it usually comes out something completely different. But gossip should not be considered a game. It is really serious. The Bible has a lot to say about gossip, but I chose two verses in James 3, 5, and 6. It says, "Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell." Gossip and lying go hand in hand. People enjoy to gossip because it is our nature to want to sin. Have you ever been walking by and you hear someone talking and then you stop and listen? That is how gossip gets started. Another thing is when you gossip about something.
Dear Lord, thank you for this night's day. Thank you that everyone could be here, and please help us to get a blessing out of this. Amen.
Buddy, would you want somebody to gossip about you? Just like in Matthew 7:12, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I have one verse written by an unknown author. It says, "A careless word may kindle strife. A cruel word may wreck a life. A timely word may lessen stress. A loving word may heal and bless."
My Bible verse today is Proverbs 21, verse 23. A person who is careful about what he says keeps himself out of trouble. It makes me sad to think about gossip. It is the same as lying. Jesus wants us to tell the truth. All the time. This would make him happy. All we need to do is ask Jesus by praying to him. He is never too busy to help me or you. He helps everybody. He loves us. I love him because he died for my sins.
Could you please turn to James 3:8? James 3:8. But no one can tame the tongue. It is wild and evil. It is full of poison that can kill. I have a question for you. So who can tame the tongue? This verse says no one. But there is one that can. That is God. But God can tame the tongue only if you let him. For example, Shaylin and her friends were hanging out talking about Paige. She had made some pasta. So Shaylin and her friends were talking about Paige's pasta. They were saying it was nasty. Then it went around the school and her friends. Then nobody wanted to eat her pasta again because they heard it was gross. Sometimes story chains change when they go around and it ends up wrong. It starts out with someone saying one thing and it ends up a whole other thing. So I hope you guys and ladies won't do it. Remember, we cannot do this on our own. God is the only one that can tame the tongue if you let him. Every day we need to pray that God is with us and will help us control our.
You did a good job. See, all those hours of practicing came in handy, didn't they? They stressed us out, but they did really good for you. I didn't, on the other hand, get to practice. So, I prayed a lot that the Lord would help me and give me the right words to say. And then I wouldn't be nervous, but I hear my voice shaking already. Gossip is moving through our churches in epidemic proportions, my friends. And do you have any idea why? Time is short, very short. So Satan is working very hard. It's not only moving through our churches, but it's moving through our office, our doctor's offices, through our workplaces. Satan is nervous, just like I am. He's trying to break up our church families, because if he breaks up our families, then we can't work as a team. And we need to work as a team in order to get God's work done. If we're talking about each other, then we're working against each other. You know, it's kind of like when my brother Johnny brings me up those beautiful bushelfuls of peaches. And I think, well, I'll get to those in a couple of days. But at the bottom of those bushels, there's usually one or two peaches that are moldy. And in a couple, two or three days, down at that bottom, those mold spores are moving up and moving up. I don't know it, but in two or three days when I get to those peaches, I've lost at least a third or more of that bushel of good fruit. And that's exactly how gossip is moving through our churches. It creeps in without us even realizing it. Like most sin, the damage is already done. So we need to do our job and stop it. Our job, first, is asking the Lord, taking his hand, and he'll do the rest. Turn with me to 1 John 5:19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. We need to be lifting up our fellow members, and with God's help, this team will go far. And remember, constant communication with Jesus is a must. We need to be praying in any kind of idle time that we have. Even if we're not idle, we can be talking to him constantly, in contact with our best friend. He will lead us, and never forget that.
Dear Jesus, thank you for giving us this nice morning. Thank you for church service. Help us to draw tons. Amen.